Democrat Barack Obama was in South Carolina today, too, and he received an endorsement from his party's last presidential nominee, Senator John Kerry. Both men greeted supporters at a rally in Charleston as the Obama campaign shores up support with an eye to that state's Democratic primary on January 26th. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Kerry delivered his endorsement today in the city where he formally launched his own presidential bid more than 4 years ago. Standing not far from where he had made that announcement, Kerry chose words from civil rights leader Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King said that the time is always right to do what is right. And I'm here in South Carolina because this is the right time to share with you, to make sure that we know that I have the confidence and that Barack Obama can be, will be, and should be the next president of the United States.
Kerry said there were other candidates in the race who he's worked with and respects, each of whom he said could be president tomorrow. That presumably includes Senator John Edwards, Kerry's running mate in 2004. While he did not mention any candidates by name, he seemed to single out Senator Hillary Clinton for criticism, alluding to her remark at last Saturday's debate that, quote, we don't need to be raising the false hopes of our country about what can be delivered.
Some have suggested in this campaign that Barack is guilty of raising false hopes. My friends, the only charge that rings false is one that tells you not to hope for a better tomorrow.
For his part, Edwards issued a statement saying that he respects the decision of his former running mate, but still believes the race is about the future and not the past. Obama received the endorsement at a sunny noonday rally at the College of Charleston, where a large crowd with many students and supporters stood under trees that were draped with Spanish moss. Obama called it a spectacular day, and he praised Kerry for his service in Vietnam and for raising a voice against that war when he returned.
John Kerry is a man of courage, a man of conviction, and a man whose life story has given him an intimate understanding of the kind of change we need right now.
Obama also picked up the endorsements of Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota and California Congressman George Miller. The effect of any endorsement is debatable, but Kerry's comes with something that may prove quite valuable, his list. It reportedly contains the email addresses of more than 3 million supporters, whom Obama can now call upon for campaign contributions and organizing help. Obama spoke, as he usually does, before large banners with the words, change we can believe in. He noted that it's a theme other candidates have been sounding of late.
This whole message of change has been our message since the beginning of this campaign. It was our message when we were down, and it was our message when we were up. And it must have caught on because I notice now everybody's talking about change. And you know, that's a good thing. We want everybody on the change bandwagon.
Kerry's endorsement of Obama continues a mutually beneficial relationship between the two men. Obama first gained national attention when he delivered the keynote address at the 2004 Democratic Convention, which nominated Kerry. Obama hopes it will be his convention this summer. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.